From the news desk, I'm Catherine Smybert. During his weekly general audience today, Pope Benedict XVI reflected on some of the highlights of the apostolic journey he made last week to his homeland. He especially took the opportunity to clarify some of the concepts behind his lecture at Regensburg University.
Here at the university, where for many years I had taught, I spoke on the relationship between faith and reason.
Pope Benedict said he selected his words and quotes for the speech in order to introduce his listeners to the importance and pertinence of the subject of religion and violence.
I included a quotation on the relationship between religion and violence. This quotation, unfortunately, was misunderstood. In no way did I wish to make my own the words of the medieval emperor. I wish to explain that not religion and violence, but religion and reason go together.
At this point in his message, Pope Benedict XVI underlined the deep respect he holds for world religion and Islam, especially quoting from the Second Vatican Council document Nostra Aetate, which focuses on interreligious dialogue.
I hope that my profound respect for world religions and for Muslims who worship the one God, and with him we promote peace, liberty, social justice, and moral values for the benefit of all humanity, is clear.
Pope Benedict said he trusted that after the initial reaction to his Regensburg lecture, that his words can constitute an impulse and encouragement toward positive and even self-critical dialogue among faiths and cultures in our world today.
Let us continue the dialogue, both between religions and between modern reason and the Christian faith.